I've got the top 20 countdown after the latest news on VOA1.
News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting evidence pointing to a bomb that downed a Russian airliner. U.S. and British officials say there is significant possibility a bomb brought down the Russian passenger jet over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula after takeoff from Sharm el-Sheikh Airport Saturday, killing all 224 people on board. An affiliate of the Islamic State has taken responsibility. A team of British aviation experts went to the Sharm el-Sheikh Airport to assess security before any British flights would be allowed to leave the region. Philip Hammond is the British Foreign Secretary.
We have concluded that we have to change our travel advice, and we are now advising against all but essential travel by air through Sharm el-Sheikh Airport. That means that there will be no UK passenger flights out to Sharm el-Sheikh from now.
A White House spokesman Wednesday said U.S. air safety experts had warned commercial airlines months ago there was a potential risk associated with extremist activity if they flew over the Sinai. Meanwhile, experts are examining the wreckage for any signs of terrorism. Some reports say forensic examinations have revealed shrapnel in some victims. A cargo plane crashed Wednesday in South Sudan shortly after takeoff from the busy Juba airport, killing at least 32 people. A young child was the lone survivor. The Russian-built Antonov turboprop crashed just 800 meters from the end of the runway. Meanwhile, UN experts are telling the Security Council the warring factions in South Sudan are stockpiling weapons and ammunition, violation of an August peace agreement. The experts also say the government of President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar have failed to implement a ceasefire and cited numerous rights violations committed by both sides. This is VOA News. The head of Russia's Air Force Thursday said the military has sent anti-aircraft missiles to Syria to protect Russian airplanes that have been conducting strikes since the end of September. Meanwhile, senior U.S. officials told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday almost all Russian strikes have hit moderate Syrian rebels, not Islamic State targets. Ann Patterson is an assistant secretary of state.
Moscow has cynically tried to claim that its strikes are focused on terrorists, but so far 85 to 90% of Syrian strikes have hit the moderate Syrian opposition, and they have killed civilians in the process.
Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren Wednesday underscored that view during a news briefing.
They've done hundreds of airstrikes at this point. I'm not putting out the count anymore, but only a fraction of them have been against ISIL targets. And when I say fraction, I'm talking under 10%.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met Wednesday with the UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura to discuss the prospect of finding a political solution to the conflict that has left more than 225,000 people dead. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday appointed German diplomat Martin Kobler to take over mediation efforts in Libya. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
Mr. Kobler will succeed Bernardino León of Spain, to whom the Secretary General is grateful for his dedicated service and effective leadership of UNSMIL. The leadership transition will take place in the coming days. Mr. Kobler brings to this position more than 30 years of senior UN and foreign service experience.
Mr. Kobler most recently headed the UN peacekeeping mission to the Democratic Republic of Congo. After months of trying, Mr. León failed to get agreement from the Islamist-backed Tripoli government and the internationally recognized administration in Tobruk to a proposed national unity government. In Tunisia, 30 lawmakers from the ruling Nida Tunis party suspended memberships Wednesday, protesting efforts by the son of President Beji Caid Essebsi to seize control. The latest tensions come after a year after the secular party won an election hailed as the country's key step toward democracy. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi says if her party wins elections Sunday, she will take a post above president. The National League for Democracy leader is barred from holding the office by the Constitution. European chief observer Alexander Lambsdorff, meanwhile, says to date election preparations have gone well.
So far, our observers have reported isolated incidents here or there, but I'm happy to say that at least for the time being, systematic violence or widespread electoral violence has not occurred, as you probably all know, and that I think is a positive signal ahead of the elections.
The election officials in Myanmar are still finalizing the nationwide voter list. The Election Commission is under intense criticism as large numbers of people are reported to be missing from previous voter rolls. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to the party, my friends. And remember, if it's a hit, it's here. I'm Ray McDonald on VOA 1, counting down the top 20 pop singles and albums in the United States for the week ending November 7th, 2015. Happy birthday, Sean Combs. Call him what you will, Diddy, Puff Daddy. The rap mogul turned 46 years old Wednesday. Also celebrating birthdays this week are singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett, 59, Sunday. Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, 54, Sunday. Keyboardist Keith Emerson, 71, Monday. K.D. Lang, 54, Monday. Adam Ant, 61, Tuesday. Singer-songwriter Courtney Barnett, 28, Tuesday. Delbert McClinton, 75, Wednesday. Chris Difford of Squeeze, 60, Wednesday. Art Garfunkel, 74, Thursday. Brian Adams, 56, Thursday. Ryan Adams, 41, Thursday. Glenn Frey of the Eagles, 67, Friday. Joni Mitchell, 72, Saturday. David Guetta, 48, Saturday. And Lorde, 19, Saturday. The singles lineup gets all shook up this week with four newcomers. Meanwhile, we welcome six album debuts. I Love Memphis, Omi, Fetty Wap, and Ed Sheeran all exit the list this week, while Alessia Cara is our first new entry in 20th place. We'll take a closer look at Alessia after Here.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here, but since my friends are here, I just came to kick it, but really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend, so you can't go back. Please enjoy your party, I'll be here somewhere in the corner under clouds of marijuana with this boy who's hot and I can hardly hear over this music I don't listen to, and I don't want to get with you, so tell my friends that I'll with this. An antisocial pessimist, but usually I don't mess with this, and I know you mean only the best, and your intentions aren't to bother me, but honestly I'd rather be somewhere with my people, we can kick it and just listen to some music with the message like we usually do, and we'll discuss our big dreams, how we plan to take over the planet, so pardon my manners, I hope you'll understand that I'll be here in the kitchen with the girl who's always gossiping about her friends. Oh, tell them I'll be here right next to the boy who's throwing up, cause he can't take what's in his cup no more. Oh God, why am I here? TV with my beanie low, yo, I'll be over here.
Alessia Cara jumps three places to number 20 with her breakout hit, Here. The 19-year-old Canadian singer began posting cover hits on YouTube at 13, and earlier this year, she signed a record deal with Def Jam. She's making a name for herself. Last Saturday, she performed as a special guest on Taylor Swift's final North American tour appearance.
We'll hear from Taylor a little later in the show, but right now let's bring on her buddy Ellie Goulding. On My Mind jumps three slots to number 19. Ellie just scored a slot in a widely watched TV special. Details are coming up. Ellie Goulding makes her fifth U.S. countdown appearance as On My Mind jumps three notches to 19th place. Her third album, Delirium, drops on Friday. December 8th brings a TV performance on the popular Victoria's Secret fashion show. Ellie stepped in to replace Rihanna, who's opted to work on her next album. John Legend has a more important date in mind, the due date for his first child with his wife, model Chrissy Teigen. John's reportedly writing a song for him. Or her. Here he is with Meghan Trainor, jumping six slots to 18th place, Like I'm Gonna Lose You.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight, and you pulled me close. Split second, and you disappeared, and then I. Breath of relief, and I realized, no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna hold.
the blink of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes in love with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want, use what we got before it's all gone. Cause no,
leave it like we're ready,
bounce-back week for ex-ambassadors as Renegades regains three slots in 17th place. It's gone platinum in the United States, crossing the 1 million seller mark. They're currently headlining here in North America, and come January, they'll hook up with Muse. Selena Gomez now has a concert timetable as well. We'll take a closer look after Same Old Love, jumping two notches to 16th place.
Take away your things and go. You can't take back what you said. I know I've heard it all before at least a million times. I'm not one to forget. You know I don't believe. I don't believe it. You left in peace. Left me in pieces. Too hard to breathe. I'm on my knees right now. I'm so sick of that same old love. That shit, it tears me up. I'm so sick of that same old love. My body's had enough. Oh, that same old love. Oh, that same old
Gomez pushes it two slots higher in 16th place with Same Old Love. Selena kicks off her North American tour on May 6th, 2016 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Who will be the opening act? It's far too soon to say. Oh, but I can tell you this. Justin Bieber tells Access Hollywood that he doesn't know if he's over Selena, and they both have to figure themselves out before they figure each other out. My friends, the drama continues. And so will our show. The big hits are right around the corner, so don't you go anywhere. This is the Top 20 Countdown on the VOA 1 Network.
music is the message, right here in the home of the hits. Hi, Ray McDonald with you on VOA 1, counting down the top 20 pop singles and albums in the United States for the week ending November 7th, 2015. This week in 1957, Jerry Lee Lewis released his early rock classic, Great Balls of Fire. It topped the pop, country, and rhythm and blues charts. This week in 1965, the late Bill Graham produced his first concert as a benefit to aid the San Francisco Mime Troupe. Performers included the Jefferson Airplane and the Grateful Dead. This week in 1969, Elvis Presley scored his final number one single with Suspicious Minds. It had been 7 years since his previous number one hit. This week in 1997, the Spice Girls became the first British group since the Beatles to put two albums in the U.S. charts simultaneously. They did it with Spice and Spice World. And finally, Bobby Hatfield of the Righteous Brothers died in a hotel room in Kalamazoo, Michigan, this week in 2003. He was 63. I have four new singles and six album debuts for you this week. Let's get back into the music in 15th place, where Elle King jumps a notch with X's and O's. Elle is the daughter of well-known comedian Rob Schneider. Why did she change her name? The answer is on the way. King pumps it up a slot to number 15 with X's and O's. Elle's father is movie and TV comedian Rob Schneider. Elle says she used her mother's maiden name because she wanted to succeed on her own merits. Now let's look at the week's news highlights. A hospice worker who cared for the late Bobby Christina Brown has been exposed as an impersonator. According to a police report obtained by the Associated Press, Taiwo Sobamowo was the nurse in charge of caring for Brown. She faces charges including identity fraud and nursing without a license. She's being held in a Raleigh, North Carolina jail on a charge of being a fugitive from another state. Bobby Christina Brown, the daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, died on July 26th, 6 months after being found unresponsive in her Atlanta-area home. There won't be a Spice Girls reunion next February, this according to Sporty Spice. Melanie Chisholm tells the Daily Mirror that the members don't have enough time to prepare for a performance at the 2016 Brit Awards ceremony. Mel blames procrastination, but says she would love the Spice Girls to perform a warm weather show in London's Hyde Park. Next year marks the 20-year anniversary of their debut single, Wannabe. Now let's get back to counting down the hits. Drake and Future rise a slot to 12th place with Jumpman. Drake turned up at Kendall Jenner's 20th birthday party on Monday, where he and Kendall replicated his dance moves from the Hotline Bling video.
Yeah. Yeah. Halloween. Taliban. Taliban. Yeah. Jumpman, 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 them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing. You don't have to call, I hear my dance like Usher, ooh. I just found my tempo like on DJ Mustard, ooh. I hit that Ginobili with my left hand up like, ooh. Lobster and saline for all my babies that I miss. Chicken finger, french fry for them hoes that wanna dance. Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. I think I need some Robitussin. Way too many questions, you must think I trust you. You searching for answers, I do not know nothing, woo. I see him tweaking, ain't no something's coming, woo. Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something, woo. Jumpin', 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 what was you expecting, woo. Shout out Michael Jordan, just said text me, woo.
Jumpin', 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 jumpin'. I just seen the jet take out, they up to something. Them boys just not bluffing, them boys just not bluffing. Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. She was trying to join the team, I told her, wait. Chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates. No boo, no boo, no boo, no boo, no boo, no boo. I just throw the private dinner in the LA. Trapping is a hobby, that's the way for me. Money coming fast, we never getting sleep. I just had to buy another safe. Bentley, Spurs, and Fennel, Jordan fade away.
Yeah, jumpin', jumpin', I don't need no introduction. Jumpin', jumpin', Metro boomin' on production, wow. 100 cousins out in Memphis, they so country, wow. Tell her stay the night, valet your car, come f*** me now. Jumpin', jumpin', live on TNT, I'm flexin', ooh. Jumpin', jumpin', they gave me my own collection, ooh. Jump when I say jump, girl, can you take direction, ooh. Mutombo with the you keep getting rejected, ooh.
Heard it came through Magic City on a Monday. Heard they had the club wild, it was star-studded. A bunch of girls going wild when your chain flooded. And I had them like, wow, cup dudded. Dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man. Money on the counter, choppers on the floor. I just caught that tempo, DJ Mustard, woo. Way too much codeine in that aura. We just count up big racks, whoa. I know I'ma get my big back, whoa. Count all these racks that they have on me now, I'ma have you like what? Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing.
Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something.
I might never be knight in shining armor. I might never be the one you take home to mother. And I might never be the one who brings you flowers. But I can be the one tonight.
When I first saw you from across. across the room, I could tell that you were curious. Oh yeah. Girl, I hope you're sure what you're looking for, 'cause I'm not good at making promises. But if you like causing trouble up in hotel rooms, and if you like having secret little rendezvous, if you like to do the things you know that we shouldn't do, then baby, I'm perfect. Baby, I'm perfect for you. And if you like start right now. I might never be the hands you put your heart in, or the arms that hold you anytime you want them. That don't mean that we can't live here in the moment, 'cause I can be the one you love from time to time. When I first saw you from across the room, I could tell that you were curious. Oh yeah. Girl, I hope you're sure what you're looking for, 'cause I'm not good at making promises. But if you like causing trouble up in hotel rooms, if you like having secret little rendezvous, if you like to do the things you know that we shouldn't do, then baby, I'm perfect. Baby, I'm perfect for you. And if you like, if you like cameras flashing every time we go out, oh yeah. And if you're looking for someone to write your breakup songs about, baby, I'm perfect. And baby, we're perfect. If you like causing trouble up in hotel rooms, and if you like having secret little rendezvous, if you like to do things you know that we shouldn't do, baby, I'm perfect. Baby, I'm perfect for you. And if you like being a driver with the windows down, and if you like going places we can't even pronounce, if you like to do whatever you've been dreaming about, baby, you're perfect. Baby, you're perfect. So let's try right now.
Well, there's your Hot Shot debut for the week. One Direction opens at number 10 with Perfect. On October 31st, the guys finished their world tour in Sheffield, England. Niall Horan promised on Twitter that they would return following a hiatus. Their fifth album, Made in the AM, drops on November 13th. October 31st also saw Taylor Swift conclude her current tour. And who did she bring on stage? I'll let you know after Wildest Dreams.
He said, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now, nothing lasts forever. But this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. I can see the end as it begins. Said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever. But this is getting good now. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's
cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
Say you'll remember me.
Taylor Swift climbs a slot to fifth place with Wildest Dreams, the fifth single from her 1989 album. On October 31st, Taylor closed her North American tour in Tampa, Florida. Special guests included Idina Menzel, who sang her Frozen smash, Let It Go, and rising star Alessia Cara. Also rising one slot is Shawn Mendes, who does more than sing. We'll look at Shawn's charitable activities after Stitches.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees, and now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself. Drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in. I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover and move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees, and now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself.
Mendes rises a slot to fourth place with Stitches. Last Friday, Shawn announced that he had exceeded his goal of raising $25,000 to build a school in the African nation of Ghana. He partnered with the nonprofit foundation Pencils for Promise. I have your piping hot number one hit ready to roll right after we recap the rest of the top 20 list. Alessia Cara rises three slots to 20th place with Here. Ellie Goulding also jumps three notches to 19th place with On My Mind. Meghan Trainor and John Legend surge six notches to 18th place with Like I'm Gonna Lose You. Ex-Ambassadors rebound three slots to number 17 with Renegades. Selena Gomez kicks it up two slots to 16th place with Same Old Love. Elle King rises a notch to number 15 with X's and O's. Selena Gomez and ASAP Rocky backtrack four slots to 14th place with Good For You. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis step back a slot to number 13 with Downtown. Drake and Future take over 12th place with Jumpman. Major Lazer, DJ Snake, and Mo hold at number 11 with Lean On. One Direction is your hotshot debut in 10th place with Perfect. Salento holds in 9th place with Watch Me. R City and Adam Levine stay put at number 8 with Locked Away. The Weeknd treads water in 7th place with Can't Feel My Face. Fetty Wap and Remy Boys decline two slots to number 6 with 679. Taylor Swift jumps a notch to 5th place with Wildest Dreams. Shawn Mendes also rises a slot in 4th place with Stitches. Justin Bieber holds at number 3 with What Do You Mean? Drake remains your runner-up with Hotline Bling. And The Weeknd keeps the Hot 100 title for a 6th straight week with The Hills.
Yeah, I only call.
The Weeknd is your Hot 100 Singles champ for a sixth week with The Hills. He'll perform at the annual Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, airing December 8th on US TV. He'll join Ellie Goulding and Selena Gomez. I have six album debuts for you, including a new champion. It all starts at number 20, where Future falls five slots with DS2. Ed Sheeran plunges eight positions to 19th place with Multiply. Shawn Mendes falls six notches to 18th place with Handwritten. Meghan Trainor slips a slot to 17th place with Title. Sam Hunt takes over 16th place with Montevallo. Luke Bryan drops eight slots to number 15 with Kill the Lights. Janet descends six slots to 14th place with Unbreakable. Thomas Rhett falls four slots to number 13 with Tangled Up. Kidz Bop 30 opens in 12th place. The Game drops nine slots to 11th place with The Documentary 2. Rock act Coheed and Cambria debuts in 10th place with The Color Before the Sun. Taylor Swift weakens three slots to number 9 with 1989. Drake and Future dip three slots to 8th place with What a Time to Be Alive. Last week's champ Selena Gomez drops to 7th place with Revival. The Game debuts in 6th place with The Documentary 2.5. Fetty Wap slides a slot to number 5. Rapper Machine Gun Kelly debuts in 4th place with General Admission. The Weeknd holds in 3rd place with Beauty Behind the Madness. Demi Lovato opens in the runner-up slot with Confident, while a cappella group Pentatonix debuts at number 1 with its self-titled 4th album. This marks the group's first U.S. pop album championship. Hey, that's going to do it for now, but you know it all starts over again next week. Join me if you can. I'm Ray McDonald, rocking your countdown worldwide in the home of the hits, the VOA1 Network.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. I got one foot out the door, where are my keys? Cause I gotta leave, yeah.